Police arrested Navy Captain Lisa Novak Monday after the alleged attack outside an airport in the southeastern state of Florida. Officials say Novak drove some 1,500 kilometers from Houston to confront Air Force officer Colleen Shipman in the airport parking lot. They say Novak asked Shipman for a ride in her car, and when she refused, Novak shot pepper spray into Shipman's face. Police said Novak later told them that she was trying to initiate a conversation with Shipman about space shuttle pilot Bill Oefeling. It is unclear what kind of relationship Novak had with Navy Commander Oefeling, but officials say she believed Shipman was romantically involved with him. Police said Novak was found with an air rifle and a small knife, as well as a wig and trench coat to apparently disguise herself. They also found letters between Novak and Oefeling. Prosecutors have filed charges that include attempted murder and kidnapping against Novak, who is married and has three children. In a court appearance Tuesday, defense attorney Donald Leichhardt appealed to the judge to release Novak on bond.
We have somebody here who's 43 years of age, has an exemplary record of commitment to her career and to this country. And at times like this, Judge, one's good works must count for something.
Members of the U.S. Space Agency NASA traveled to the courthouse in Orlando to make sure astronaut Novak was safe. Astronaut Steve Lindsay, who flew a shuttle mission with Novak last year, said she was an excellent astronaut.
Our primary focus is her health and well-being and taking care of her and keeping her safe, getting her with her family so they can deal with this very private and difficult matter.
Novak was selected in 1996 to join NASA after training as a pilot with the Navy. She took part in the Space Shuttle Discovery mission last July when she operated the robotic arms on the shuttle and on the International Space Station. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。